Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Another episode of the podcast of Moon Magic with your hosts, Jeanette and David Ewing. And the wheel is ever turning.
Uh-huh.
And so while many people are caught up in politics and primaries and health,
yeah,
scared with viruses and other things going on a global scale, the earth continues to turn, the wheel continues to turn, nature will do what nature is going to do, and we are getting closer to the spring equinox. We are getting closer to the next full moon,
mm-hmm.
which will be Monday, and it's going to be a super moon. We're starting to see changes around us in the world outside, even in colder places. We're starting to see buds on trees. This week, here in the Mid-Atlantic region, I noticed the first few trees that are, they're ornamental trees, but still, they're trees that have started to bloom already. Our crocuses bloomed. When did you say they bloomed?
I noticed them earlier this week, maybe
yeah.
Monday this weekend or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so the crocuses have bloomed. That's a little bit late for them, for us, though.
I feel like it is. They're typically in
February.
Yeah. Thing.
Yeah.
But what is early are daffodils. And there's a few different varieties. There's like two or three different varieties we have planted in our front yard. If people aren't already aware, daffodils are a bulb plant that will self-sow. In other words, you don't have to dig them up. They will reproduce
yep.
on their own. And so the smaller variety, I don't even know what it is, whatever species it is, have already started blooming. And they bloomed
a few days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago.
Yeah.
Typically, the schedule for them blooming is right at around the time of the spring equinox, give or take a day or two.
Yep.
But they are definitely early this year. They're 3 weeks early. And I don't feel too bad about that. I've been kind of over winter for a while. I've really felt the need to see some change and growth and flourishing of life
yeah.
returning to the planet, especially in our little neck of the woods. So even though they're early, I'm happy to see them here. In our local news, we've also, being outside of the D.C. metro area, one of the big, big tourist attractions are the cherry blossoms. And they are a Japanese variety of cherry tree that were gifted to the United States a number of years ago. And they also bloom every spring, but because of our mild winter, they are likely to bloom probably a couple of weeks ahead of schedule. And so it'll be before the end of March for sure.
So right, actually just a bit. So right now the current 2020 peak bloom predictions from the National Park Service, because the cherry blossoms in D.C. circle something called the Tidal Basin, which is where the Jefferson Memorial is located, and the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial is located on the Tidal Basin, and that's all managed by the National Park Service. So their peak bloom prediction, so the National Park Service's prediction is March 27th to the 30th for peak blooms. The Washington Post is forecasting the 25th to the 29th, and one of the local news stations is forecasting the peak bloom from the 18th to the 23rd of March. So last half of March.
That's pretty early.
It is, because they usually have the parade at the end of March, and they haven't bloomed yet. So it is a little bit early, but we've had a very mild winter. We've had some cold days here in the D.C. area this winter, but just a few, and not nearly the snow and winter that we would have at other times. So they're at the second of the six stages that are tracked in the blooming. They're in the florets visible stage. Now, there's a whole thing about these things.
Oh, yeah, people. Oh, yeah. Ooh, people get really into these cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Now, we, in our front yard, we live in a townhouse community, and we also have a species of ornamental cherry, and our cherry tree also, many years, tends to bloom close to the schedule of the Japanese cherry blossom. So
yep.
We'll see what happens with that. We do tend to see it earlier than other places.
The magnolias are starting to bloom, too.
Yep. I've also seen lots of robins around here and some other birds as well. I've seen a few cardinals and a few other birds. Yeah. So I'm really feeling spring is starting to return, and that's why this month I decided we would do some seed blessing, and we'll kind of watch the forecast and what's going on, and I'm doing something a little bit different this year. I don't know where I got the idea to do it. It sort of, I don't know, just came to me. And I'd seen paper for this. I've also seen business cards that are made with this, and it's seed paper. So it's a thick paper. It's paper that's made from, you know, recycled papers of other sources, and they are impregnated with seeds of a wide variety of types. And so you can, I mean, I've seen business cards and postcards made with them, and they have the little seeds in them, and so you could tear them up in pieces and plant them in the ground. And I thought, hey, let's do our seed blessing with these. And I found a company, and so I just came up with this idea last week, and rather than using whole seeds, and the idea I had also with this was that you write little notes and things on them, different aspects you want as related to that particular blessing, and we're not going to put them in the ground now. We are going to wait a full month until early April, probably around the time of the April full moon.
Pot them.
We will pot them with little compostable pots that you can stick straight into the ground. And they come in a wide variety of sizes. And so we'll get them started here indoors so that before the end of April, right before Beltane, we'll put them in the ground. So today's seed paper variety. I have some others, and depending on how successful they are, I might employ this as a method to do other things, because I really kind of like the idea of seeing a visible expression of magical energy raising for some sort of spell work purpose.
Yep.
So you write something down, you charge them, you bless them, and especially once the warmer months come around, then you can do any number of different things. As the seeds sprout, then they'll grow bigger. You plant them in the larger pot or in the ground, and then you have a visible expression of the manifestation of whatever it is you desire. And I thought that was a really cool idea. So I ordered some wildflower paper. This is sort of a pale green.
Very pale pastel green.
Pastel green. I ordered basil because we eat a lot of basil in our house.
Yep.
Throughout the year, in the past, David has also made homemade pesto, which turns out really well. So I've got some basil paper, and that's sort of a creamy off-white color. I also purchased some brick red paper that has tomato seeds. I have no clue what kind of tomatoes these are. So this is going to be mystery tomato. And so I cut out a few squares of each. I've got one of the tomato just to start off with because it will be early to get any sort of tomato plants growing. I also purchased a couple of sheets that are I would call it a more almost a lime green color, and it's lettuce.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, have lettuce.
And what's nice about lettuce is that's something that if you're, you know, the southern latitude, southern part of the country, or even the mid, you can plant it multiple times.
Yeah.
Because it grows and it germinates and stuff. It grows fairly quickly. So you can plant it. You can do, like, early planting, and you can do two or three plantings of lettuce throughout the year, throughout the growing season, because it's fairly quick.
Yeah. So I like to experiment with things every year to see what does or doesn't work. And one of the things we've figured out is that if we're going to grow herbs that are annuals like basil, you can put them in pots. And
yeah,
they do well in great big pots. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do vegetables of any type, they do better in the ground.
Yeah.
So, lesson learned with that. Lettuce, though, I've seen them grown a few different ways. And the wildflower, I haven't decided where I'm going to plant these yet. I think I might just plant them
in the front.
Yeah. We have planting boxes, and they're likely to go in the front yard to do whatever it is they're going to do. And the shipping packet list lists the wide variety of seeds. There were black-eyed Susans and four or five others that are mixed in this wildflower mix. So I'm kind of looking forward to see what comes up with these. So that's what we've got going for tonight's full moon and
Seed blessings.
Now, of course, if you don't have special paper, you can try to make it on your own. The other reason why I went with this instead of trying to make it is because it's messy.
Yeah, making your own paper is messy.
It is. So I figured let's do it this way first.
Yep.
And if I'm feeling, I don't know, energetic sometime later on, I might try it with some marigold seeds or something. We always have some of that floating around.
Right.
So let's go ahead and get ourselves settled. Take take some nice deep breaths. And breathe in. Out. Plant your feet flat on the floor. Get yourself grounded. Let all the stress of the day, all of the nonsense you had to deal with today, let that flow right out of you. Let it drip out of your feet into the ground. Let Mother Earth transmute those energies into something positive and beneficial. Tonight, we are just going to do a simple casting of community. Okay. Well, a simple chant, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound. Circle of spirit, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around. And we're casting this circle of spirit to connect with community in the here and the now, and in the time beyond. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So we're going to do a short call and response with our sacred directions and our elements. Spirits of East and Air, bless us with intellect and wisdom.
Bless
us with intellect and wisdom. We welcome you to our circle. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Spirits of South and Fire, bless us with passion and creativity. Bless us with passion and creativity. Welcome to our circle. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Spirits of Water and West, bless us with healing and empathy.
Bless
us with healing and empathy. Welcome to our circle. Blessed be. Spirits of North and Earth, bless us with grounding and strength.
Bless us with grounding and strength.
Welcome to our circle. Blessed be. And we welcome the Moon Goddess, as she is. Is this a word? Is this a verb? Gibbousing?
Yep, it is.
Okay. We welcome the Moon Goddess by many names and from many different cultures as she rises to her great height, arching towards the full moon in just a few days. We welcome this storm moon, this worm moon. When the worms start to awaken and burrow around underground to help loosen the soil and help the seeds with their germination. Moon goddess, by many names, Luna, Athena, Selene, Grandmother Moon, she who is known by many names and from many different cultures. Bless us with your divine wisdom.
Bless
us with your divine
wisdom.
Bless us with prosperity.
Bless
us with prosperity. Bless us with new changes and growth.
Bless
us with new changes and growth. Moon goddess, by many names and from many different cultures, we welcome you. Blessed be. And as we move ever closer to the full moon, let us welcome the coming spring by blessing seeds and charging our intentions and desires for a successful year. So we are going to be writing a few single word and short word phrases that are associated with some of these. And David and I were talking about ideas and things to write, and one of these that he came up with I thought was really cool was, how did you word it? You said just a few minutes ago.
I don't remember. Oh,
for the wildflowers. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thought, right? So while this is wildflower paper, we don't know what kind of flowers these are. These are seeds that flower. Now, wildflowers bring joy, but you don't know what it's going to be. It's sort of that chaotic thing that happens that brings joy to your life. It's unexpected joy. It's an unexpected happiness, that idea of that. So I think there's a potential there of something happy happening, but you don't know what it's going to be.
Happy happening?
Happy happening, yes. Unexpected happiness. You know, those things that happen in life that, like, make you smile and bring joy to your life, kind of thing that you didn't see coming, that, you know, could be anything in your life. It could be anything happening that
just happens.
Just happens. Not planned, not expected, that brings happiness. So I think that's what the wildflowers really represent, is that. So we're going to focus some of that energy into the wildflower people here to bring us all happiness and joy.
Especially during these stressful, chaotic times.
Yes.
We need things to bring joy and happiness into our lives. And maybe it'll be a simple thing. Maybe something bigger. But that's what these are going to be for us.
Yep.
So our basil is associated with money and also protection, success,
prosperity,
general prosperity.
Yeah.
So we are going to write a couple of things focusing on that.
Prosperity, success.
May your endeavors be successful. So whatever new thoughts, new plans you have, new job, a new raise you might be working towards. There's several people I know that are in school. There's one person I know who is a Circle community member who is in nursing school.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's some hard work.
Yep.
And a variety of other things. I know people have got new businesses going. I know we know a number of people that are authors and musicians, and we always like to send them prosperity,
creativity. Yeah.
So successful endeavors, prosperity, money.
Yep.
Maybe short term, maybe just enough to pay your bills. But there you go. And for the tomato, it's a red paper.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what tomatoes we're going to end up with. Could be any number of things. But since they're red, the paper's red, tomatoes are red, I'm thinking of something kind of fiery. So, how about creativity and motivation?
Yes, motivation's good.
Yes. Oh, lastly, because we also know people who are in the midst of various health issues. We have healing. Mind, body, and soul. And
on the basil. What basil?
I've got one basil left. Yes.
Another basil. Okay.
Good health.
Because I think about basil, I think about food, you know, and, you know, good food and good healthy food. So, yeah.
Alrighty. We're going to put them in a pile. And we have a number of little offering bowls.
Yep.
That we'll keep them and keep them on our big main altar.
Big altar space.
So that they'll stay there and keep good energy going. Uh-huh. And so that about this time next month, we will get them planted.
Put them in dirt.
Okay. So.
Okay. So we have the papers in our hands. People can't see what we're doing.
Yeah, we kind of have to tell you guys what we're doing because, like, you can't see. We're not doing
video
yet.
No. So, hold the papers. We've got our messages and other things written on the papers. And close your eyes. paper seeds, or if you're just, the seeded paper, or if you're just using seeds.
Or even just paper notes.
Just paper notes. Right in the sky. Bless our wishes.
David's not a rhymey sort of guy.
No. Worm moon, bright in the sky. Bless our wishes.
On this night.
On this night.
Okay, that's about because we're going to
That doesn't quite rhyme, but it's good enough.
Worm moon.
Bright
in the sky.
Bless our wishes.
On this night.
That's good. Worm moon.
Bright in the sky.
Bless our wishes.
On this night, worm moon, bright in the sky, bless our wishes. On this night, worm moon, bright in the sky, bless our wishes. On this night, worm moon, bright in the sky, bless our wishes. On this night, worm moon, bright in the sky. Bless our wishes on this night.
Blessed be.
Woo!
Okay. So we're going to put them in a ball where they're going to sit until next month and on an altar. And then next month during the full moon ritual, we'll put them in dirt. We'll do a planting.
That's right.
Yeah. So there we go.
So on this time, you can also reflect on the things that you might want to, and you can do this, and we've talked about this a few times. You can do this at any time of the year and really during any moon cycle where as the moon is gaining in its strength, it's certainly a good time to bring things in, but you can also use the energy to, especially since we've not quite gotten to our planting time, so that we're not actively manifesting what we want to try to accomplish this year, if there's still things, because we're right on the cusp, in many places it's still dark, and it's still pretty chilly, you can use this time to get rid of unwanted things in your life. Bad habits, bad ideas, thought forms, negative thought forms, those people in your life that are not healthy, toxic relationships, definitely.
Yeah. So you can work on getting rid of those things at this time, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As we move into the spring equinox, this is also a time of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Fertility of thoughts and ideas, new plans. It can be fertility in the literal sense, and many people do want to try to have children, but it can be fertility as a manifesting of ideas for new things in your life. So if you're not quite there in figuring out what you want to do, let's take a few moments and close your eyes if you're not there yet. think about what you might want to have manifested for yourself and think about what first steps you might want to take towards manifesting that goal. It can be a simple thing. It can be a long-term, multi-part process. So we're going to use this brightening lunar energy, and if you can see it in the sky now, that's great. If you cannot, visualize it in your mind. A bright, shining moon is not quite full. And imagine that light getting brighter and brighter. And as this light gets brighter in the night sky, imagine it growing bigger and bigger until it's at its full zenith. Now imagine this light striking the top of your head and flowing down through you to illuminate new thoughts, new ideas, new plans. Can be for physical health, your spiritual health, to work on ways to create balance in your life. So let that energy of the moon flow into you. Let it energize you. Let it illuminate new ideas, wisdom. Any other ideas you've been thinking about that you might want to work on and have manifest during this Wheel of the Year. Lunar goddess, shining bright, illuminate us on this night. Lunar goddess, shining bright, illuminate us on this night. Lunar goddess, shining bright, illuminate us on this night. Lunar goddess, shining bright, illuminate us on this night. Lunar goddess, shining bright, illuminate us on this night. Blessed be. So in the next few days, think about what you might want to have manifested that you haven't thought about yet. We have blessing seeds. We have the seeds of ideas. Mm-hmm. And as the seeds germinate in this coming month, we'll also think about what new things you might want to do. Maybe you want to go back through all of those books. You know all those books that you bought at pagan festivals and conventions and those cool pagan stores that you thought were cool and you never got around to reading? Maybe that's your project for this year, is go back and start reading through some of those books that you bought. Well, that's a crazy idea.
That's an idea. Yeah.
That might put me through, I don't know, the end of the calendar year.
Right.
Because we've also purchased books from some of our favorite authors.
And we've read through them, but not actually read them, like, cover to cover, word for word kind of thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Do that.
You should do that. Maybe take up a new hobby or a new craft. Maybe do some gardening, container gardening, patio gardening, balcony gardening, indoor gardening.
Whatever you can do.
Whatever you can do. Maybe make a pledge to try to go outside into some sort of woods at least once a week.
As much as you can.
As much as you can. So maybe that becomes your goal, is to make a pledge to get out into nature.
Yep. Even if it's like a park, if you're in a metro area, if it's in a park, you know, whatever you can do to get to someplace that's, there's dirt.
And trees.
And trees.
And plants.
And plants. And squirrels and other things, you know, and birds. You know, I'm envisioning like Central Park in New York. Or
right.
Some of the parks in any of the cities, stuff that, you know, where there's some sort of like little spot of nature. Try to get there at least once a week. And if you can't, once a month or once every 2 weeks. But set a goal of what's realistic. Set a goal and mark it on your calendar. You know, this is my tree day. I'm going to go sit under a tree this day. This is, you know, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Maybe your goal might also be to connect or reconnect with a deity. Something as simple as lighting a candle and saying a simple mantra. Some people might have this idea that you have to be very ostentatious and go all out. But start simple and start where you can.
Yeah.
Or maybe learn about a pantheon or a culture of deities that are new to you.
Yeah.
These are all things that you can do, some more simple,
yep,
some a little more work involved, especially if your endeavor is to go the educational route. But you don't have to try to get a PhD to learn new things.
No. No. Find a TV show. If you can't get out, you know, if you're just not able to get out as much, you know, then find a television show, a program that you watch on a regular basis when it's on that's educational to learn something about something else that's out there, you know. There's plenty of that. We saw a show a little while back that were doing the wildlife of Scotland or something like that. I forget what the show was.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I forget who narrated it. It was somebody, it was obviously somebody from Scotland, some celebrity who was Scottish. And, you know, and they're talking about, like, the Highland, the animals in the Highlands of Scotland and around Loch Ness and that area of Scotland and stuff. And it was amazing. You know, like, this stuff I never knew. I'm still really kind of impressed by it. There's a grouse that is amazing. It makes it a very
distinct noise
that you wouldn't think was coming from a bird if you heard it in the dark or something, you know, if you didn't know what it was in the woods somewhere. Like, it was really strange. But that's going to stick me with me for a bit, that grouse, that bird. But, hey, you learn something. Like, that was pretty cool, you know. even if it's something like that, try to find something to learn about the world around us and the nature around us and the gods and the goddesses that are around and the cultures and stuff.
And try to find some small way to connect with nature and the divine,
yep,
however you see it.
There you go. Yes?
So says the cat. So we are going to thank our lunar goddesses from many cultures and whatever goddess that is that you connect with. We thank you for being here, for blessing us, for granting us your wisdom, for teaching us, and for watching over us. Lunar goddesses of many names and by many different cultures, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we turn back towards the north and spirits of the earth. We thank you for being with us, for blessing us with your grounding and your strength. Spirits of the North and Earth, we thank you.
Blessed be.
And we turn to the West and we thank the spirits of water for being with us, for blessing us with healing and empathy. Spirits of the West and water, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn to the south and spirits of fire. And we thank you for being with us and blessing us with passion and creativity. Spirits of the south and fire, we thank you.
Blessed be.
And lastly, we thank the spirits of the east and air for being with us and for blessing us with intellect and wisdom. Spirits of the east and air, we thank you.
Blessed be.
And we thank everyone for being with us tonight at this time and in the time beyond. And the circle is open but never broken. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again. Blessed be. Well, thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. And the next big thing we've got coming up in honor of our 1 year anniversary on the air is...
as Circle Sanctuary Network podcast.
Right.
Yep.
All of our shows have been on...
or at least for the past year.
For the past year.
Yep.
Moon Magic and Circle Talk and Lunatic Mondays. Nature Spirituality.
Agados del Mundo.
Agados del Mundo. And Nature Mystic. We thank everybody for listening, for helping to spread the word. Mm-hmm. For sharing links out to our shows. We, of course, would also like to thank Circle Sanctuary for allowing us and our other hosts to come on the air twice a month, or in some cases, once a week.
Yep.
To host the wide variety of programming that we have available. I know we sound like PBS. I know when we say that, but we really do appreciate everybody listening, and we have a lot of fun doing this. So we've got shows coming up in the next few days and into the next few weeks as part of this anniversary. On the, let's see, on Sunday we've got Nature Mystic. Mm-hmm. On Monday, on Lunatic Mondays, we are going to have a special anniversary show with all of us hosts.
Yep. Ourselves, Laura Gonzalez, Deborah Rose, and Selena Fox. We'll all be joining on Mondays, Lunatic Mondays, joining Laura to discuss, talk about what we've done so far, where we've been, what we plan, what we think, how things are going, what kind of feedback we've gotten, and kind of celebrate our 1 year, our first birthday. Yeah.
Right. On March 19th, mm-hmm, happens to be the actual spring equinox. David and I are going to be doing
special moon magic show.
A special moon magic show where we are going to be leading a spring equinox ritual for balance, mm-hmm, and growth for the new year.
Yep. And then the Thursday after that is the full moon. So is the is the new moon. So we'll have another moon magic show then to talk about the moon and the magic and that kind of stuff. So this month we actually have three moon magic shows. We got one for the full moon, one coming up on the new moon, and one in the middle for spring equinox ritual.
Right.
Yes, a special show.
A special edition.
A bonus. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
So again, we thank everybody listening now and in the future. And so what would you like to take us out with?
Well, I was thinking moon is high. We've done that. That could work. It's a full moon kind of a thing. We'll do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, in the next few months, Laura Gonzalez and Selena, mm-hmm, and Deborah Rose on Circle Talk will be talking a lot more about Pagan Spirit Gathering. And for people who are not quite aware, one of the main ways that Circle gets money to do all the many, many things that Circle does in all the different types of outreach to the greater pagan community is with Pagan Spirit Gathering. That pays for their ability to do things on the Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve land, and allows Selena to go all over the world and
work on pagan rights and multicultural and
interfaith work and all kinds of stuff.
And all the stuff that she does. But it, Circle Sanctuary's primary primary source of income is Pagan Spirit Gathering, which is coming up in June in Missouri. And there's going to be more about Pagan Spirit Gathering on the upcoming shows on Circle Talk and Lunatic Mondays, especially as we get ready for PSG.
Right.
And this is the 40th anniversary of PSG. So
it's a really big thing.
Yep.
There are less than five. And I think there are only maybe two or three other, pagan festivals that have been around as long or longer than Pagan Spirit Gathering.
Yep.
And that is an incredible accomplishment. So in the coming months, Laura and Deborah Rose and others will be talking with this year's presenters and
musicians. Yep.
And also with some of the movers and shakers.
Organizers and planners and doers.
Yeah, because it is a huge logistical undertaking.
Yep. So check them out. Pay attention.
And make sure you go to Circle Sanctuary's webpage. We have not only archive shows, but we have all the shows for the coming months already up and links to the Blog Talk Radio site.
The shows.
We also can be found on Facebook.
Yep.
And we can be found a number of other different places. Without further ado, thank you, good night, and many blessings.
Many blessings.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children call at the witching hour. Our hands are raised to the four directions. Spirit power is ours again. The moon is high.
The wind.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.